Previously on Algoa FM.
Joining us today is a man with decades of experience in media and advertising, has worked with countless businesses across the Eastern Cape and Garden Route to help them grow through the power of radio, and has stories to back them up. His passion for teamwork and strategy started long before his sales career in the different industries, even back to his schoolboy rugby days, where he learned the discipline, drive and camaraderie that still fuels his leadership style today. To this day, he remains a passionate rugby fan, never missing a big game in the Bay. When he's not in the boardroom or out with clients, he enjoys a good whiskey with family and friends. He's also deeply proud of his Greek heritage, which continues to inspire his values of family, culture, and connection. He's a firm believer that radio is more than just entertainment. It's a powerful partner for business growth and community development. And his guidance, Algoa FM sales team has helped businesses large and small find their voice, become part of the region's success story. He's also become a friend, a great friend and inspiration and mentor to me. In the studio this afternoon is sales manager at Algoa FM, Dennis Karangis. Welcome to the show.
Harry Storm, yeah, it's always cool sitting with you in the studio and chatting with you. Thanks for that intro. Well,
well, we're looking forward to the weekend. Everything's all positive. But are you ready for the weekend? Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I think I am. I think it's going to be cool. I think they're going to really turn it up now. It would be brilliant to like put them away properly and let everybody know that we're back properly. But I think it's going to be exciting.
Don't you find it strange that out of all the teams we've played in the last 2 years, the All Blacks is the only team we've beaten comfortably? Every other game, it's always been, yeah, I could have done better, 1 point. But the All Blacks, if you think about it, 2 years ago, it was a victory. We were like, oh, geez, that was actually a proper win.
It was a proper win, but I've been watching quite a lot of stuff on social media, and I love Victor Matfield and John Kerwin's banter. And it's amazing how much in mourning we were after the Eden Park loss, but I think the All Blacks took it to another level when we beat them like we did. But yeah, it's a brilliant rivalry, and yeah, it should carry on. But yeah, I think that they're so emotional about their rugby, where we kind of, you know, maybe we'll be angry for a while and then move on. But the All Blacks fans are, they're a pretty emotional bunch of people.
It's also, they don't have many sporting codes to look at. We can turn around and look, chess, we've won. Underwater hockey, we've won. We find different ways. So, an exciting opportunity for someone in our East London office, an account executive in your team. What kind of person do you see thriving in this position?
Mia, you know, it's easy to say that we're looking for an all-rounder, but I think what we're looking for is somebody with good people skills, a real nice, clear communicator, somebody that's got a bit of a network. The beauty of radio is that we can teach somebody radio, but I really would love somebody that has a bit of business acumen, that understands the East London market or the broader East London market and the people that make that market tick from the economy side. So, yes, we are kind of looking for an all-rounder, but somebody that can also fit into the culture of Algoa. That's so important. You know, we've got great people in East London, and they've become a really tight unit and they work really, really well. So there's also got to be a fit there. It's not as easy as it thinks, yeah. But we've got to find that unique person, and that person is out there, and we'll find them.
I mean, the role is quite unique because it covers quite a vibrant region. When you talk about the Buffalo City, the Wild Coast, you're talking about the Komani, the Old Transkei area. What excites you most when you think broadly about that area? Because it's gone through a lot of changes in the last 5 years.
It has. There has been a lot of change, and you know, you can go back 15, 20 years when East London, there was a lot of partying and a lot of socializing going on in East London. That's still there. It's still an important part of the Eastern Cape economy, you know, and ever since we've come out of, come into democracy, things have changed there. And a lot of stuff's changed for the better. The market has changed. It's still a great place to live. It's still a great place to look for entertainment. There's brilliant restaurants. There's brilliant businesses out there. And it's very, very much an entrepreneurial driven market, in my opinion. There are so many amazing businesses that were started and still are continuing in that East London area. And I've always loved the East London business people because they're not scared. They're not scared to take risks. They're entrepreneurial, as I've said. And there's been a lot of fascinating stuff that's come out of there. You know, from a green bar soap to a fizzy cool drink, has come out of that market. And for anybody that comes and works at Algoa, the opportunity to work with people like that, that have created businesses from nothing, it can change the way you look at things. And, you know, somebody that we get to come and work in our sales team can be a little bit entrepreneurial, and they can understand that side of how people operate, because successful entrepreneurs think differently. And we're a flexible business that's able to do that. So that's the exciting thing for me, is that London's always been this entrepreneurially driven market that continues to develop sometimes and often these world-class products. You know, just in Queenstown alone, if you look at the fizzy cool drink business that's come out of Queenstown, yeah, it's an amazing story. And there are a lot of them. And that's the exciting thing about that market for me.
And you, as a sales manager, you've seen a lot of these companies evolve and develop and start from small to large. And being a sales executive, you're actually part of that story.
You do become part of that story. You know, we so often sit with people and talk beyond what we can do as a radio brand or a media company for them. You know, we talk about strategy, we help build strategy, we influence strategy, and often with our experience of working with so many different kinds of businesses, the smallest idea can make the biggest difference for somebody that's starting out or somebody that's looking for a new opportunity or trying to move a strategy forward. So that is the exciting thing, and you do kind of become part of the story.
If someone is listening right now and feeling like, you know, this could be me, what would you say to encourage them to take that step and apply?
Look, the beautiful thing about working in media sales, not just at Algoa, Algoa is awesome to work for, let's put that out there, but I think that the beautiful thing about working in media sales, and it's true, you are so close to running your own business within a company. There's a lot of empowerment that goes on. There's a huge amount of creativity. There's a massive amount of learning for you as a person. And it's not just one stage of learning. It's continuous learning. If I look where I am now after 21 years at Algoa, you know, I look at things a lot differently now. And you'll empower yourself, you know, to really grow as a person. But I don't think there's anything better than helping somebody grow their business or helping somebody move forward. And we're able to do that all the time, in the smallest way, in the biggest way, through the various things that we do. So it's such an empowering opportunity for an individual to pay it forward, to influence business, to help people grow, and to be successful within your own right.
To apply, where can people go to?
On our careers portal, on our website, there is an application portal there that they can apply through. It's very simple. It's just fill it in, upload your CV, and it'll go through to our HR department.
Deadline for applications?
The 30th.
The 30th of September. That's next week. So you can go to algoafm.co.za. Dennis Karanji, Sales Manager on Algoa FM. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mia. I appreciate that.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.